Feihu, little mortal. What, you didn't expect to hear from me again so soon? Well, I...
Nope, I'm not doing this. Not for that announcement. Hello, I'm Cassie Rylinicki, writer, producer, artist, voice actor, makeup artist, costume designer, housekeeper, gardener, basically almost anything on Counterbalance. First of all, we recently hit 6,000 downloads. So, thank you very much for everyone that downloaded and listened to our episodes. It really means a lot to all of us working on Counterbalance. Unfortunately, to some circumstances, I wasn't really able to finish episode 4 for today's release. I could have postponed the release by a few days, but that would have meant that I needed to rush it, and that would do a big disservice to the voice actors and the whole story, and I'd be super stressed for episode 5 a month later, so basically I didn't want to do that, because the next couple of episodes are rather important for the story as a whole. So I decided to skip this month's release and build a little buffer. Sorry! But I'm going to compensate you for that by giving you a little blooper reel of the first 3 teasers and a couple of excerpts from the table reads we had with Carolyn Motorola, who voices Lynn, and Aethor Vitharson, the voice of Maliki, and myself, of course. And before you go ahead and say the teasers aren't that much content, so how many bloopers can there really be? Let me just tell you that the reel is almost 8 minutes long. And the reel for episodes 1, 2, 3 is 10 minutes long, and for episode 4, even though the episode is not out yet, the blooper reel is already 12 minutes long. We have a lot of fun during the recording sessions. So if you enjoy listening to bloopers, the reel for episode 1, 2, 3 are available to our patrons. So please consider supporting us. You can find us on patreon.com/trilunes. T-R-I-L-U-N-I-E-S. I will put a link to that in the show notes if you have trouble finding it. I know I pronounce that differently than a native speaker would. You natives would probably call it Trilunes, but why try if you can just do it, right? Anyway, enjoy the bloopers. And
until next time, little mortal. Feihu!
What?
I think she got attacked. I just heard rot, oh my, and then the sound cut out. So I am assuming blood.
I couldn't get rid of her.
Yes, I'm in the same cuarto.
Oh, that's Atte.
Hello, Atte.
Yes, hello, that's me. And I want
to get away. Close the door.
And I want to talk also with you.
I'm sorry she doesn't have any friends.
I'm not surprised.
No way.
You don't like my voice? My voice is so very nice.
Oh, God. Okay.
So she's been starved for attention all day?
Oh, God. She keeps busting the door open.
No. It's like Chucky.
Yeah. Sis, this is not for you. You're fat enough as you are right now. I'm sorry, Gorman. You're fat enough. Fat little nail. Okay, you're getting everything.
There, you got like 20 seconds of me just doing breathing sounds. You mortals and you're breathing.
Now, is it better now? I have a...
We'll see if...
You have a what?
Kabel stuff. Wackelkontakt. Wackelkontakt.
She has a bad cable.
Ah, a bad Kabelstrafe. Yeah.
That sounds better than Wackelkontakt.
Wackelkontakt. Ach, ganz, ganz Wackelkontakt. I know like 8 words in all languages. It's ridiculous.
That one word in German that you know is Wackelkontakt. That's great.
Ganz is a German word, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
It's a whole Wackelkontakt.
Whoa! Damn, you're sexy. Is it contact? Okay. What's your contact? Let me contact you.
Don't contact me, I'll contact you.
Can you come with me for a moment? Sound of rushing down a hallway. That's me rushing down a hallway. Take two. You don't get a third take of me rushing down a hallway, just two. Unless you really want one, then I'll record it.
You think you can grasp me? You think you know Bane of
Calm your tongue.
No, my tongue shall not be calmed. My tongue is to the wind as I am, unspoiled.
1 by 1, 2 by 2, 3 by 3, and 4 by 4. Nico, Nico, I shall gun them all. What's that surname though? Surname, V-O-R-Z.
Oh, my last name is my father's name, of course, and my father's name is Vidar. And son, of course, just means son.
What? How cool is that? What?
Every Icelander has the last name of their father, basically. So their father's first name becomes their last name.
My. So cool. So you can practically choose the name of your grand things.
What?
The last name of the grand things. My yes, great yes. grand things.
Yes, yes. When you have a child, you are choosing the last name of your future grandchild.
What? So cool. So. Mind blown.
Sis is already planning to go to Iceland just to make a kid with.
What's your name? I will find you, Atsuri. I will banish you. I will find you.
No, wow. Don't banish Atsuri.
I will banish Atsuri.
No.
That bitch.
Well, I'm not going to look a gift horse in the mouth. As in, I don't know, they have stinky breath and stuff. Like, I'm not going to look a horse into a mouth that has a gift for me.
need air. Jesus. Oh, heavy breathing plus screaming in a closed room. Kicked my ass real fucking quick. Oh my god, my whole fucking apartment's... one second, I need to open the windows. My whole apartment's muck. One window. Two window. Three window.
What's that? Mother of fucks, what's that? Holy moly, what's that? What's that?
Take one of those.
All right, Scalabot.
What? Skolabov?
Brust. Brust.
Brust.
Brust. I can't speak your language.
Oh my god, that sounded like super German.
Brust. Is there not an R in Brust?
There is. But you're saying exactly like a high snobby German would say it. Brust. Brust. Where's that German? Brust.
Let's eat some shrimps.
Didn't you hear that? Ashley! Ashley! Are you kind of deaf? Didn't you hear that? Oh, fuck, that was loud. Didn't you hear that? Ow! Ugh. Didn't you hear that? Kind of died, didn't
Yeah.
Like, I just sound like a retarded chihuahua. Like, trying to be bigger than he is.
That noise made my ears ring.
I'm just puking.
Yeah, that sound.
Can't tell if this is sexual innuendo or not. I'll record it both ways. This isn't a closet. We're doing some experiments. Oh, no, it's not sexual. Well, just erase that take.
The one noise.
That one.
No.
That one noise. The one noise to rule them all.
There is something strange that happens with my newest project. It reacts to... Let's just say runes. I'm gonna do that a couple different ways. Let's just say runes. Runes? Runes. Runes.
Yeah. Sorry. I don't know what that was. I mean, but, you know, I think it's gone now. As in gone. Like, totally. Like, I don't hear it and I don't see it. I mean, the light that made noise usually makes sound too. But it's gone. Probably. You're right. I'm just overthinking it. Like, yeah, it's nothing. Just some light that makes noise. Come on. How often do you see light that makes noise? I mean, every day. Fireworks, a lighter, people that set planes on fire.
Yeah, it happens all the fucking time.
Birds.
You know, sis, maybe I should try playing Raka with a Russian accent. What do you think of this? Does it sound funny or not? It might be too stupid, but I want her to have a deeper voice. But maybe it's Russian, and maybe she drinks vodka.
What do you mean?
I mean, there's no one working there, yet it restocks every day and seems to always have exactly what we want.
Whoa!
And all the items are free.
Anna Sheridan, New York Times best-selling author of supernatural horror. Missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. Is the compass broken? Or did I turn to the spirit?
Given the circumstances of her disappearance, someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil, so to speak.
Weak radio signal. 700 meters. Closing fast.
There's no place for ghost stories and close encounters in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
To save yourself.
Of course.
What else would it be?
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.